The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 65, The Perils of Knowledge. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 65. In ancient times, those who were good at Tao did not use it to enlighten the common people, but to keep them in ignorance.
明之难治，以其智多。故以智治国。
The common people are hard to control because they have too much intelligence. Therefore, to govern a state with intelligence is a woe to the state. To govern a state with no recourse to intelligence is a blessing to the state.
知此两者 亦即是常知即是是谓玄德玄德深矣远矣与物反矣然后乃至大顺。Be
aware that these two are different models. Constant awareness of these models is called profounder. Profounder is indeed deep. It travels far, returns with all things, and eventually reaches great conformity. Once again, we find a verse which we think we understand on first reading, and in fact, jump to conclusions to underpin our 21st century worldview. That is a dangerous thing to do. Lao Tzu's work is ideal for rereading and for reading again and again. You will always find something new between the lines. With this verse, Lao Tzu has been blamed for inspiring the political doctrine of keeping the people in ignorance, a cornerstone of authoritarian rule throughout history. Initially, he seems to chide the sages of ancient times for keeping the secret of Tao to themselves and not sharing it with the common people, the man or woman in the street. By doing so, they were keeping them in ignorance. But unlike today, when we tend to regard the future as brighter and better, Lao Tzu saw the ancients as more enlightened and closer to the source of Tao. So, he could very well be agreeing with them. It was wise to keep people in ignorance. He's hinted as much in earlier verses. Why bother filling the minds of the ordinary people with ideas and expectations which are unnecessary and unachievable? Lao Tzu also seems to warn that common people, the masses, are hard to control because they have too much intelligence. But you could also use the word ingenuity. In an earlier verse, Lao Tzu mentioned that if you overregulated the people, then they would use their ingenuity to find ways to subvert your rule. So, in the spirit of non-doing, wouldn't it be better to govern with openness, simplicity, and honesty? The light touch that Lao Tzu is so fond of. In the last part of the verse, he praises insight. Understanding what he is saying takes time. Once you have developed that insight, then you are well on the way to comprehending Tao and what he calls the profound De. Here, he is reminding us that all things go back to Tao as part of this emanation and return via De, a virtuous circle. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.